Welcome to Field Days, a weekly audio diary following Columbus farmer Phil Davey from planting to harvest. I'm Sarah Brown. This week, Phil continues to battle the unrelenting rain.
We've had, I would say, copious amounts of rain, and we are totally saturated, so none of it goes in anymore, and it just runs off. Still not complaining about it, but if we could only save it for a little bit later on would be perfect.
To say it's been raining here in Columbus would be something of an understatement. Phil didn't even get into his fields for a whole 10 days toward the end of May, and during that time, 6 inches of rain fell. It may not sound like a lot, but
it's actually highly unusual for us because we get maybe 13, 14 inches in a year, and we've had half of that pretty much in the month of May here.
Phil would normally be planting his sunflowers about now. He also needs to do some spraying. All that's on hold now, though, because of the most pressing issue, a breach in the 100-year-old irrigation ditch.
It was raining so hard that it got your attention. You're thinking, whoa, it's really coming down here. And all of a sudden, I started looking at the rain gauge, and it's just climbing like crazy. And so at that point, that night when we saw that, we went up to the head gates of the ditch and shut our ditch off. When you get that amount of rain, there's a lot of water that runs out in the hills into our ditch. So add that water to the water that's already in the ditch, and you're asking for a disaster.
The ditch blew out anyway. One of the drainages that empties into it flooded, washing out a 100-foot hole. It'll take who knows how many yards of dirt to fill it out. Phil, who's on the ditch's board of directors, thinks a temporary culvert or some such thing might fix the problem short term, but of course getting all that lined up right in the middle of his super busy spring season is a pain.
I'll be helping fix it, either supervising or maybe using some of our equipment to help out. Depends on what the best solution is. We would typically be starting to irrigate. The only good thing is everything's full of water right now. But if it turns where it gets hot and these showers quit happening, we will be in need of irrigating water here. Not in the super near future, but before too long.
There's also another drainage running into Phil's irrigated fields. A mini ditch across his cornfield is now running across his spring wheat field. The water's just sitting right on top of the soil because it's already so waterlogged. A crop sitting underwater like that can have trouble emerging, and if it has emerged, it could stunt. There's also the possibility of disease. Stripe rust, tan spot, powdery mildew, there are dozens.
Time will tell to see if we need to replant. If the water didn't stand on there too long, it might be okay.
Another consequence of not being able to get into the fields, Phil can't spray. He finally broke down and called the spray plane, the crop duster, to cover the 130 acres of irrigated wheat he wasn't able to get to. Frustrating when every dollar counts.
I think he charges $7 an acre for the application, and I'm charging myself about half that. And usually when you hire somebody else, you're kind of at the mercy of them when they can get there. But at this point, that gets thrown out the window. You're just grateful that they can come in and do it.
It's a good year to be an ag pilot. Crop dusters fly in small planes outfitted with special containers and dispersal systems that carry gallons of liquid chemicals. The crop duster flies at low altitude, sometimes 10 or 20 feet from the ground, watching for fences, telephone poles, power lines, and, less common around here, trees.
I kind of feel bad for the spray pilots because it's kind of feast or famine for them. On a year like this, everybody's their friend, and on a dry year where nobody uses them, I don't think they even get a phone call hardly.
Next week, with the rain still falling and no chance of field work, Phil hauls some of last year's wheat to market in Billings.
Field Days is hosted by Sarah Brown and produced by Sarah Brown and Ken Siebert for Yellowstone Public Radio in collaboration with the Prairie Star. For more information, visit our website, ypradio.org.